Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Transit Authority says more people are taking train and bus rides as the weather gets warmer. The service says it provided 6.22 million rides for the week ending on May 4th, the highest number so far this year. The uptick is usual during summer months, but CTA says it's a good indicator the service is making gains after losing riders during the pandemic. The numbers come as nearly 20 Chicago City Council members have signed on to an ordinance calling for CTA President Dorval Carter to resign following thousands of complaints about reliability, cleanliness, and safety. A rare statue on view at the National Museum of Mexican Art is generating a lot of buzz among archaeologists. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the statue of a woman carved in stone is wearing knee pads, jewelry, and a headdress. In her right hand, she's holding a severed head, proof that she participated in the ancient Mesoamerican ritual known as the ball game. The museum's chief curator, Cesario Moreno, says the statue is one of the superstars of the new exhibit about ancient Huasteca women.
This ball player is really, really raising a lot of eyebrows in the archaeological world. She is a female ball player, so there are not many representations of female ball players, certainly not in stone.
The relic was discovered by farmers 50 years ago. It's on view in Pilsen until July 21st. The Northwestern football team will play two games this season at Wrigley Field. The Chicago Tribune reports the Wildcats will play Ohio State on November 16th, and Illinois on November 30th. Meantime, the team will play its first five home games at a temporary stadium along the lakefront in Evanston. A company is expanding a current lacrosse and soccer stadium to hold 15,000 fans. Construction is underway on a new stadium to replace the football team's usual home, Ryan Field. The Chicago Bears' 2024 schedule has dropped. The Bears start the regular season at home for the third straight year, facing off against the Tennessee Titans on September 8th. The Bears go abroad during Week 6, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. And the Thanksgiving tradition continues. The Bears travel to play the Lions in Detroit for the 20th holiday meeting between the division foes. Weather for today, sun and clouds with a high near 75, though we're going to see some isolated showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and patchy fog, low near 61. Friday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.